Blog Talk Radio.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Depression weighs me down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you on today once again to give God praise, honor, and glory truly for being who he is and all of what he's done. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you on today to continue with the reading of the Word of God, King James Version, from Genesis to Revelation, praise God. And on today, praise God, we come forth to give you the Word coming with, praise God, the book of Judges. Amen, the book of Judges. And we come forth today with that message to give you understanding that God's word still, in the name of Jesus, is on the throne. Praise God. We do thank you for joining us today. I first and foremost want to give God all praise, all honor, and all glory for who he is. I also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as well as Monument of Hope and Deliverance Ministry, where we're able to aid and assist those that are homeless and hungry and less fortunate than we are. We also would like to say and thank you to all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. We want to say God bless you. You, and you for your continued dedication and commitment to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, thank you in Jesus' name. We're coming forth without any further ado with the Word of God, the King James Version, the book of Judges. We currently have come to chapter 17, praise God. And before we go any further, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on today, we take and pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to continue with the continued commitment to bringing your word and reading your word with understanding, effectiveness, and truth as we read the word. For your word is your spoken word that comes from only above. Nothing's added, nothing's taken away. And we ask that, Father God, those that are hearing will be blessed. We give you praise, honor, and glory on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're going to come forth and read chapter 17 out of the book of Judges in Jesus' name. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah, and he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which shekels of silver thou cursest and speakest of also in my ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it. And his mother said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had hoard and dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand, from my son, and to make a graven image and a molten image. Now, therefore, I will restore it unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who with thereof, therefore, a graven image and a molten image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and made an ephod, and teraphim, and consecrated one of the sons whom became his priest. In those days there was no king of Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, in the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, and sojourned where he could find a place. And he became to Mount Ephraim in the house of Micah as he journeyed. And Micah said unto him, Whence comest thou? And he said unto him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah. I go to sojourn where I may find a place. And Micah said unto him, Dwell with me, and be unto my a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and by victuals. So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was within him is one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, Now know I that the Lord will be good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest. Verse 18. In those days there were no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent to their family 5 men from their coast, men of valor from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land. When thou come to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodge there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in thither and said unto him, Who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I am his priest. And he said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, O God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, Go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein ye go. Then the 5 men departed and came to the Laish, and saw the people that were with therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure, and there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came unto the brethren of Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brother said unto them, What say ye? And they said,
arise, that we may go up against them. And we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still and not slothful to go unto either to possess the land? When ye go, ye shall come unto the people secure, and to the large land. For God hath given it unto your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from tents of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah, and out of Eshcol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath Jearim in Judah. Wherefore they called that place Mahanath then unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath Jearim. And they passed its tents unto Mount Ephraim and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto their brethren, do ye know that there is in this house of Ephraim and Tephim and a graven image and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned to the word and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even unto the house of Micah, to salute him. And 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the five men that went to spy out the land went up to come in thither, and took the graven image and the ephod in the teraphim and the mounted image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men and were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod and the teraphim and the mounted image. Then said the priest unto them, what do ye? And he said unto him, hold thy peace, lay thy hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and do to us as father and priest, as it is better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto the tribe of the family of Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he heat the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. So he turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle in the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house in Micah, the men that were in the house near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said unto Micah, what aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, ye have taken away my gods, which I made, and the priest, and ye are gone away, and what have no money? And what is this that thou may say unto me, what aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life and thy lives of thy household.
and the children of Dan went their way. And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back into his house. And he took the things which Micah had made and the priests which he had and came into Lais unto the people that were quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lieth in Bethlehem. And they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was burned unto Israel. He was born unto Israel, howbeit the name of the city which is Lais at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Mesa, and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan unto the day in the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. Chapter 19. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him and went away from him unto his father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her and to bring her again. Ivan his servant with him in a couple of asses. And she brought him into her father's house. And when he, the father of the damsel, saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him and abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he arose up and departed. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together. For the damsel's father had said unto him, the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him. Therefore he lodged again. And he arose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart. And the damsel's father said, comfort thy heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat, both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, and thine hearts may be merry. And tomorrow get ye early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jabesh, which is
Jerusalem. And there were with him two asses saddled. His concubine Esau was with him. And when they were with Jabez, the day was far spent, and the servant said unto the master, "Come, I pray thee, and let us turn into the city of this Jebusite and lodge in it." And his master said unto him, "We will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of children of Israel. We will pass over to Geba." And he said unto his servant, "Come, let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night, in Geba or in Ramah." And they passed on and went their way. And the sun went down upon them when they were with Geba, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go into lodge in Geba. And when he went in, he sat down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at Eden, which was also of Mount Ephraim. And he sojourned in Geba, and the man of the place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wailing man in the street of the city. And the old man said, "Whither goest thou? And whence comest thou?" And he said unto him, "We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I. And I went to Bethlehem, Judah. But I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servant. There is no want at anything." And the old man said, "Peace be with thee. Whosoever let thy wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street." So he brought him into his house and gave peradventure unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now, as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the man of the city, certain sons of Bela, beset the house around about, and beat at the door, and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring forth the man that come into thy house, that we may know him." And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, "Nay, my brother, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into my house. Do not his folly. Behold, there is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Then I will bring out now, humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto ye, but unto this man do not so vile a thing." But the man would not hearken to him. So the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until
the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the drawing in the day and fell down at the door of a man's house where her lord's was, till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the door of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, "Up and let us go." But none answered. Then the man took her up upon an ass, and then made and he rose up and got him unto his place.
And when he was come unto his house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine and divided her together with her bones unto 12 pieces and sent her unto all the coast of Israel. It was so that all that saw it said, "There was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it. Take advice and speak your minds." Chapter 20.
And all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan Eden to Beersheba, with the line of Gilead unto the line of Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew swords. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how was this wickedness?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I come into Gilba that belongeth to Benjamin, and my concubine to Lot. And the men of Gilboa rose against me and beset the house around about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me. And my concubine have they forced that she is dead. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and set her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel. For they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, ye all children of Israel, give her your advice and counsel."
And all the people rose as one man, saying,
"We will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gilboa. We will go up by lot against it, and we will take 10 men and 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100,000 and 1,000 out of the 10,000 to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Gilba of Benjamin, according to all that folly that they may have wrought in Israel." So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city. Knit together is one man. And the children of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying,
"What
wickedness is this that is done among you? Now, therefore, deliver us the man, the children of Beliah, which are in Gilboa, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered together themselves out of the cities unto Gilboa and go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were unnumbered at thine time out of the cities, 26,000 men to draw sword, besides inhabitants of Gilboa, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at her breath and not miss. And the men of Israel, besides Benjamin, were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel rose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first in the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the children said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gilboa. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gilboa. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of the Gilboa, destroyed down the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle against the array in the place where they put themselves. And the children of Israel went up and went before the Lord until even and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against him. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gilboa on the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel and all the children and people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. The Phoenicians, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thy hand. And Israel set liers in wait around about Gilboa. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gilboa as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite the people and kill. As at other times, Gad and the other to Gilba in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, "There are smuts down before us, as at first, but the children of Israel said, 'Let us flee and draw them from the city onto the highways.' And all the men of Israel rose up out of their places and put themselves in array of Bel-Tamar, and the lies and weight of Israel come forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gilba. And there came against Gilba 10,000 chosen men out of Israel. And the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel placed to Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liars in wait which they had set besides Gilba. And the liars in wait hasted and rushed upon Gilba, and the liars in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the Israel in wait, liars in wait, that they should make a great flame which smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel, about 30 persons, for they said, "Surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle." But when the flame began to arise up out of the city in the pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended upon the heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites around about and chased them and trod them down with ease over against Gilba toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness into the rock of Romam, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them until Gildom, and slew them 2,000 men of them, so that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness onto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again unto the children of Benjamin and smote them with the edge of the sword. Also, as well, the men of every city as the beast and all that came to hand. Also, they set one on fire all the cities that they came to. Amen. That's going to bring us, praise God, to the conclusion of our reading for today. We do truly thank you for joining us on today. Amen. And we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to support us and follow us as we continue bringing the word of God. Amen. To those that are listening as we read from Genesis to Revelation. I'm David Elder Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where my wonderful, beautiful wife, Lady Diane Shaw, actively involved in the ministry, will come and share anointed moments and share anointed memories as she continues to service the elderly and the needy. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory for on today. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Be blessed.
Back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church.